All right, here we go. It's Sunday morning, 10 a.m. West Coast time. Got my beer, got my snacks. It's time to watch some football. Let's turn on over to Channel 2. Wait a minute, what's going on here? The shoes are all pink. What the fuck? The ref's whistle is pink. The bottom of the goalpost is pink. Their fucking towels are pink. Jeff Fisher's sunglasses are pink. Everything is fucking pink. What the fuck is this? It's bullshit. I'm watching football, not Dancing with the Fucking Stars. Pink. Pink everywhere. This is fucking football. The Raiders are wearing pink. Black and pink. This is absolute bullshit. Who's behind this? Oh, I gotta calm down. Pink! Motherfucking pink. Pink should not be in football. Pink should be in any fucking sports. That's right. This is Big Angry Phil. This is podcast number 32. And what the fuck happened to men's sports? And football in particular? Now, it is October. And of course, for some reason, all the players in the NFL wear pink shit. Why? Well, ask any woman, it'll tell you this. It's for breast cancer awareness month. Yeah, I'm going to take that seriously. We dedicate a month to every kind of stupid thing you could think of. Cat food month, meatless pizza month, herpes month. I don't fucking know. We have a month for every goddamn thing. But this breast cancer awareness bullshit has invaded the NFL in the last 5 or 6 years or so, and I'm fucking tired of it. If you Google it, they have a little section that says, people ask. And the question, why do the NFL players wear pink? Here's the answer that Google gives.
Every October, in recognition of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the NFL sets aside the bravado and testosterone the league has become famous for.
Well, that's what it's supposed to fucking be about. It's football. Dudes running into each other, beating the shit out of each other. Trying to score the most points. That's fucking football. It's supposed to be about testosterone, and it's supposed to be about bravado. It's a man's sport, or at least it used to be.
Sets aside the bravado and testosterone the league has become famous for and coerces its players,
or forces its players,
to wear pink gloves, shoes, and towels with a pink breast cancer awareness ribbon.
Why do football players have to wear this shit? You didn't answer the fucking question. You'd give me a good answer. Why do you need football players, which is a manly sport, or it was intended to be one, why are you making them wear pink? I know the NFL is hell-bent on getting more women to watch, but you know what? You already got football fans that are women. You've got plenty of them. Look at the stadium. And they're not wearing pink shit. They're wearing the regular jerseys, like they do at home. The ones who are going to tune in and see all the pink and say, ooh, isn't that cute? They're not watching football. They're not going to watch the game. If you want them to buy the pink shit and the pink jerseys, fine. Go ahead and sell that shit and then donate that to fucking breast cancer research or wherever the fuck. But stop with the emasculating of men for the love of fuck. You know, like I said earlier, football on Sunday is the weekly refuge for most men in this country. Most of them have shitty jobs, are married to shitty wives, and the one time they get to relax is in front of the tube watching the game or games. But once a fucking month,
I know that doesn't sound like much to you ladies,
but it is. That's 4 games a fucking year. That's a quarter of the fucking year. They play 16 games a year. That's 4 out of the 16 we have to watch them prance around in fucking pink. You want to see pink? Go to a gay pride parade or something. Put on RuPaul on TV, whatever channel that's on. It's not a fucking fashion show, all right? It's fucking football. The NFL has pussed it up enough already without the fucking pink shit. For instance, they're trying to get rid of the kickoff. They've moved the kickoff to the 35-yard line. And by the way, they tried this in the 1992-93 season. Nobody liked it. They changed it back the year after that. They brought it back in 2011, and it's still there. And this year, they voted to move the fucking touchback point to the 25-yard line. They added 5 yards to the touchback.
Try to discourage the run back out of the end zone. We don't want you to get hurt.
You know what? Football is a dangerous profession. You should know that going in. I mean, people know mining is a dangerous profession. People know skydiving is a dangerous profession. Do we need a bunch of extra fucking rules? And by the way, who gets the most concussions in football? The quarterback, all right? Protect him. Everybody else is fair fucking game. If a guy wants to run a ball out of the end zone, let him. What was more exciting than watching a guy running from end to end, 103 yards, and scoring a touchdown on the kickoff? You never see that anymore because every ball sails into the end zone and nobody runs the fucking ball out of the end zone. Thanks, NFL. Why don't you just make it fucking flag football? I would not put that past them. Another thing I'm sick of, taunting penalties. What the fuck? When did this shit start?
Ooh, you hurt somebody's feelings. That's 15 yards.
You know what? Shit-talking and taunting people, that was all part of the game. In any game. You did it on the schoolyard as a kid. You talk shit to the other team. If they want to shut you up, they play better.
Now they throw a fucking flag. Naughty, naughty.
Can't celebrate the fucking end zone either. They call that taunting. Jesus fucking Christ. Just take all the fun out of it, why don't you? You know what? A guy just scored a touchdown. He should be allowed to fucking celebrate. Here's the rule they should have. The bigger the play, the longer the celebration could be, all right? If a guy just runs in from a couple of yards, okay, he can spike the ball and that's it. But if he catches a 60-yard pass and then runs in the end zone, you know what? He should be allowed to celebrate for up to 30 seconds. He could do whatever the fuck he wants. You know, he could drop his pants. He could flip off the crowd. He could say whatever the fuck he wants. They could bleep it for TV if they have to. And then get back to the game. Make this shit exciting. Stop pussing up sports. But this pink. Let me ask you something. Do you know anybody that likes seeing pink in football? Anybody. Actual football fans. Not some dumb broad who just sees it for the first time.
Ooh, the men are wearing pink and they're cute.
No, fuck them. They don't count. I'm talking about real football fans. Men or women. You like seeing pink on the field? I fucking don't. I'm fucking tired of it. I came across a video on YouTube from a channel called I Know Football. How to wear pink during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's right. Here we
go. Welcome back to I Know Football. This is a special edition video for Breast Cancer.
Nobody knows who this guy is.
First, I want to give a shout out to the hundreds of thousands of people living with breast cancer right now and to all the other survivors as well.
So if you have colon cancer or any other cancer, fuck you.
That will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year alone.
Out of 400 million, that's not very fucking many.
So with that being said, I'm going to show you how to wear your pink and support breast cancer awareness in October.
Oh, please tell me, please.
The big thing for me is when you buy any of these products, hopefully these companies are donating back.
Yeah, hopefully.
There's a couple companies that I know, like Under Armour, for example, it will say right on the box, right on the tags, that they do donate a little bit back to, some charity.
Why don't they donate back to the sweatshop where it was made?
The research and everything else. There's other companies like Nike that do the same thing.
So I'll just Nike,
encourage
yeah.
You guys, as you go out,
all made in China.
To really try to do that, so that you're not only looking good and fine on the field.
You're not looking good. You look like a fruit.
Back and supporting the cause. So
I think this guy wears pink all the time.
Way to wear your pink in October.
There is no right way. It should be done.
Because they make all these different products right here, which I will go over, doesn't mean that you want to wear them all.
Oh no, you wouldn't want to have too much pink on, for Christ's sakes.
As well as show your support for pink.
No, stop.
So one thing that I like to do is I like to separate my body into three sections.
I'll bet you do.
You're going to have your middle section, you're going to have your lower body, which is everything below the waist, and you're going to have your upper body, which is everything above the waist. I pick one thing to wear in each of those three sections, maximum, that's it. No ifs, ands, buts, no exceptions.
I didn't realize there were rules to wearing pink.
On your lower body, if you want to wear pink cleats,
I don't.
The only thing that you'd wear.
Ever.
You wouldn't wear pink socks. along with pink bicep bands.
Oh no, way too pink.
Leggings. No.
Wouldn't want to be too faggy or anything, no.
Wear either or. So one thing on your lower body. If you lose your midsection, you're going to wear one thing. That means if you're wearing a pink belt, that's it. No pink towel, you know, no pink strings in your football pants.
Do they all follow these rules?
One thing. And for your upper body, one thing as well. So that means no pink gloves, no pink tape.
There should be any pink anything, god damn it!
No pink shirt, that's way too much, right?
Way too much, all of it.
Mouth guard, no, one thing. So you can choose. You want to wear pink bicep bands?
No.
Then do that. You want to wear your normal color bicep bands?
Yes.
And your pink gloves?
No.
Then do that. But one thing. That way you get an even distribution. You're going to look good on the field.
Look good. You look like an idiot.
And again, you're going to support the cause because people are going to be looking
for
you.
Fuck the cause. And fuck you.
So now I'm going to go over all the different things that I have. And I'll show you what I will actually be wearing when it comes to the breast cancer awareness games that my team plays.
You wear this shit all year, you gamo.
I've got Nike Vapor Talent Elite cleats in pink. So you guys have seen this review.
No.
Not on this color, but
no.
On this specific cleat. You know how
not only it's
it.
Pink, it's hot pink.
They have the carbons in them, but they don't. So this is something that you know, you can choose as an option. You can find them on eBay for a pretty cheap price, lower than retail, if you want to support, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month and wear pink cleats.
I don't ever.
Then you've got pink bicep bands. This is also something that I picked up off of eBay.
Well, good for you.
$8, I think. So if you look now, there still might be.
Congratulations for being gay.
On your legs or on your arms. Check my review on bicep bands and learn how to wear those.
Where the fuck did you go to school? Simp University? Jesus Christ.
Then some of my favorite is the pink socks. These are the Vapor Crews. They look good.
These are my favorite
pink
socks.
You can wear your socks.
I don't wear all kinds of pink socks, just these.
You can kind
of
pull them low so only a little bit of pink shows.
Jesus.
So it's not too much. But these
Jesus.
Are pink Nike Vapor Crew.
Can't you just donate to breast cancer? Why do you have to fucking wear pink? Why?
Now, as a skill player, I always like having a towel. So
fucking
this is
shit.
A pink Nike towel.
Just fucking kill me.
It has dedicated to, so you can actually write in the name underneath. I wish they would have left the spot so you can actually, you know, write it in the right way so you can actually read it. But here, you can take a marker and you kind of write it below.
H-O-M-O.
To, for, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Then I've got my pink Scully. This is an
Adidas.
Oh,
yeah, that doesn't look completely
Scully.
Gay.
You guys know I rock the maize and blue and I support Michigan. So when I'm supporting Breast Cancer
boy,
Awareness
I'll
Month,
bet they're proud
I'm
of
also
you.
Going to be supporting my school. So this is an arm sleeve from East Bay. This is the E-Vapor brand. So it's pretty inexpensive. You know, you're only going to use it for a couple games.
Yeah,
so
no Nike sneakers are inexpensive.
And you also want to support the cause. I will say that I don't know if this item specifically supports breast cancer awareness. So, again, I would try to stay towards
but
the
But I don't care because I just love the color.
This is a longtime favorite.
Jesus.
These are the original highlights in true pink.
Half of the league is like
made
this.
Another cleat that has this much pink on it. When I wore these, I got compliments, you know, every game that I played
from
in,
your mom.
As well as they donated a portion back to charities that support breast cancer research. That's kind of why I like these cleats. So what am I going to be wearing in the games that I play where I show my pink?
I don't want to know.
I'll be wearing the Nike Vaportown Elites in pink.
Of course
I'm
you
actually
will.
Going to be wearing two-tone cleat covers over the cleat so that the majority of the cleat that shows in pink is going to be the toe.
And then after the game, I got to wear my pink sequin dress. Holy fucking Christ. Just put a bullet in my head right now. I can't take this anymore. If you want to wear pink, fine. But don't make breast cancer as an excuse for you doing it. You're gay. Just come out and say it. And it's okay to be gay. But don't do it under false pretense like this.
We're supporting breast cancer. We're bullshit.
You like doing it all the time. Let's face it. Swishing around. Yeah, really sure the sweatshops in China love putting this shit together. Oh, why are we making so much pink shit? America, turn to gay. Shut up and make more. The fuck out of here. But of course, nowadays, everybody has to pander to women, and this is how they think they have to do it. Again, you have plenty of female football fans. Get rid of the pink. They don't want it. I don't want it. Nobody wants it. Get the fuck out of here. And by the way, is breast cancer the only fucking cancer out there? Is it? These people seem to think so. No. Bullshit. What about prostate cancer? What about colon cancer, lung cancer, melanoma, leukemia, lymphoma, and what the fuck? Can you imagine if the NFL had prostate cancer month? The fucking feminists would shit their fucking pants.
Well, that's a men's disease. Yeah, that's sexist.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about breast cancer awareness month, huh? With pink all over the fucking place? How is that not fucking sexist? I don't know what color you'd make prostate cancer. It's what produces seminal fluid, so which is clear until it mixes with the sperm and then it's white. So there you go. Make it white or off-white. All right? You want equality? There's some fucking equality. I was in Arizona last week to see Monday Night Football. Now, that was cool. And by the way, if you're looking for a game to go to, and the California ones are too expensive, and they are, go to Arizona, man. It's worth it. It's cheaper. It's cheaper even than the Oakland games. Oakland, that shitty Coliseum with that shitty team, was way more expensive than the Arizona Cardinals tickets. But anyway, I was there watching them smack the shit out of the New York Jets. But there was a load of pink in that game. Not only on the players, but they handed out pink towels for the fans to wave. Instead of the regular red that the Arizona team color is. Yeah, I'm not going to wave a fucking pink towel. And every guy that did that, there was a pussy. And speaking of which, you should have seen that halftime show. You didn't get to see this on TV. But it was loaded with pink. Pink flags. Pink dancers, pink everything, people waving their stupid pink towels. And then they had about 30 to 40 breast cancer survivors all lined up and got up to a microphone one at a time and said this catchphrase, I am so-and-so and I am a breast cancer survivor and there is hope. We had to hear that 40 times. And all these guys who were there with their wives, of course, so they better stand up and wave their pig towels. You pussies. I sat down during that whole thing. That was my protest. You know how Kaepernick protests the anthem by sitting down? I sat down during this pig shit. Really, because I was too lazy to go down and get a beer. That's what it was. But what an overload of pink. Holy shit, just beating you over the head with pink, pink, big breast cancer, pink breast cancer. Am I at a fucking football game or a seminar? Jesus. Baseball isn't immune to it either. But at least, they do the pig shit only one day. Not a whole fucking month. They do it on Mother's Day. All the bats are pink. And a lot of the armbands and some other shit. It looks ridiculous, but at least it's one fucking day. But I'm confused. If Breast Cancer Awareness Month is in October, why is the shit in May for baseball also for breast cancer awareness? They've already got a whole month. They have to come in and invade another fucking sport another time of the year? Go fuck yourselves. Another way they pussed up baseball. The catcher can't block the plate. You know, whenever there's a close play at the plate, guys running in from third, the catcher used to be able to block the plate and the guy would either have to go around him or plow right into him. Those were awesome. It was exciting.
But no, we don't want any serious injuries.
So now the catcher has to stand in front of the plate and make a sweep tag. And it's much harder to get it out that way. Guy could easily slide around that. And by the way, the throw would have to be dead on, too. You know what? Fuck all that. Take away one of the few exciting plays there is, you know? They don't seem to mind all these pitchers that always have to go down to Tommy John surgery all the time. But God forbid you have a close play at the plate.
The plate catcher can be injured.
Well, he's the fucking catcher. He knows what he's doing back there. If he's that much of a pussy, make him a DH. Like Albert Pujols. And speaking of baseball, Jesus, what a choke job by the Dodgers, huh? I mean, yeah, I'm glad they got to the NLCS. But they really had the Cubs. They had them. They were up 2-1, for God's sakes. Here's how the series breaks down. They were awful at game one. They lost 8-4. They were lucky in game two. They won 1-0. The bats didn't show up, but Kershaw did. They were great at game three, 6-0. Now they're back home. They're up 2-1. All the momentum should have shifted towards the Dodgers, right? Wrong. Game four, they stunk. They lost 10-2. Now it's tied at 2. Game 5, they stunk. Lost at home again, 8-4. Now they have to go back to Chicago and get the last two at Wrigley Field. So what do? Not only the bats didn't show up, neither did Kershaw. They lost 5-0. Kenley Jansen, though, he pitched great. 3 scoreless innings. He pitched great in the whole series. But the rest of the bullpen, Jesus Christ, what a bunch of stooges. They were terrible. And the fielding, which has been good all year and in the LDS, was awful in this series. Really stupid mistakes cost them the series. The lack of hitting, especially the lack of clutch hitting, cost them the series. And it really pissed me off how they kept swinging on the first pitch, especially in that last game. That's what really killed them. You got to make the fucking pitchers work. You got to take some pitches. You got to foul them off. These motherfuckers are swinging on the first pitch and grounding out. And the fucking bullpen, aside from Kenley Jansen, was terrible. And the bullpen management was terrible. Now, granted, this is Dave Roberts' first year. He did a very respectable job. He got through the NLCS in his first year. Congratulations. But really, he needs to forget everything he might have learned from Don Mattingly, the previous manager, who I think is one of the dumbest managers the Dodgers have ever had, and start from scratch. And get rid of that fucking idiot pitching coach, Rick Honeycutt. I fucking hate that guy. And don't even get me started with the stupid TV deal they signed with Time Warner Cable, which in LA has become Spectrum. So now what the fuck happens? Still not going to see any games. Bullshit. So now in the World Series, we have the Cubs versus the Cleveland Indians, and I will gladly root for the Cubs because I do not want Cleveland getting any kind of title after the Cavs won. Because you know LeBron James, who thinks he's the fucking mayor of Cleveland now, is going to pop up all over the place. I don't want him getting any more fucking airtime. I already hate seeing him in the NBA. I don't want to see him sitting at the Cleveland Indians games either. Fuck him, fuck Cleveland, and fuck all of Cleveland's teams. The Cleveland Browns, yeah, how are they doing this year? They're 0-7. Great job, as always. There's a team that could represent colon cancer. They're already brown. Perfect. Except this month they're brown and pink. Yeah, even better. The NBA is something I used to enjoy a lot more. I think it's gotten pussified, and I think its players have gotten pussified. Going back to LeBron James, I fucking hate this guy. Can't stand him. Can't stand him. He just pisses me off. There's just some people that piss you off. That whole fucking big deal he made when he first moved out of Cleveland. It's funny how Cleveland forgot about that after he finally brought home a title. Whoopie fucking do. Remember how he bailed on you? Remember the big production he made when he went to Miami? They were supposed to be the big hot shit. They weren't. For years. But he's just arrogant. He just rubs me the fucking wrong way. You know, Kobe Bryant rubbed people the wrong way. You know what? Kobe didn't rub me the wrong way. He was a good player. He sucked in his later years. Of course, he was getting older, you know? He was injured a lot. But I don't feel he was anywhere near as arrogant as LeBron James, nor was he in as many fucking commercials as LeBron James. I will never drink another Sprite again after seeing LeBron James in Sprite commercials. Who the fuck buys a soda because some player is hawking it? You fucking retard. They're paid to hawk it. You're not drinking that shit at home. Oh man, LeBron's drinking a Sprite. I better drink a Sprite. How fucking stupid are people? Very stupid. And of course, advertisers know this, and there you go. I think LeBron James is older than he claims to be. I think he's roided up. I think he's gayer than shit. I just don't like him. Can't stand him. Will never, ever root for a team that he's on. Thank God he didn't decide to come to the Lakers. It's bad enough with the nothing that we've got now, but if he was on there, I will not step foot in Staples Center. Not to watch basketball. Definitely would be there to watch hockey, but not fucking basketball if LeBron James is on the team. And speaking of basketball that nobody watches, were you aware that the Sparks won the WNBA championship? Did you know that? I didn't know that. Nobody knows that. Who showed the game? What channel was it on? Did you even know Sparks was the LA team? Can you name any of the players on the Sparks? No, you can't. I can't. Nobody can. Nobody watches that shit. Nobody watches women's sports. Except about 50 dykes. You ever see the crowd there? What crowd? They have to keep the camera pan down so you don't see how empty the fucking place is. They never show the second deck or above because there's nobody there. And they don't have enough of those cardboard cutouts to put in the seats.
You know, they're always talking about, well, women's sports should be like men's sports. We're equal. We should be equal.
They want equality? Well, tell me this. Why are the finals best of five instead of best of seven? Why is the three-point line way in? Why is the ball smaller? Why is the court shorter? And why don't they dunk or do anything exciting? And why is there nobody in the crowd? Because nobody gives a fuck about women's sports. By the way, the only thing you've got equal is they look like men. A lot more than LeBron James does, I'll tell you what. Do you know anybody that could name all of the WNBA teams? I can't. Other than the Sparks, I don't know who the fuck anybody is or what city they play in. Well, let me go to my friend the internet and learn something, because I don't have any fucking idea. Apparently, the Sparks beat a team called the Minnesota Lynx. Ooh, the Lynx. There's only 12 teams in the WNBA. If it's so popular, as they want to tell you it is, why is there only 12 fucking teams? The NBA has 30, for fuck's sakes. So they're divided by conference. There's six in each conference. There's no division or anything. There's not enough fucking teams for divisions. Here's you have in the Eastern Conference. The Atlanta Dream, the Chicago Sky, the Connecticut Sun, the Indiana Fever. Sounds like a fucking disease. Oh, shit, man. I don't feel good. I got the Indiana Fever. The New York Liberty and the Washington Mystics. By the way, I hate the Washington Wizards in the NBA. You know what their original name was? The Washington Bullets. But of course, Bullets is politically incorrect because everybody shoots everybody. So they got renamed the Wizards, which in itself sounds like a WNBA team. Not very menacing sounding. The Washington Bullets.
The Washington Wizards.
That's why they haven't won a title. All right, on to the Western Conference. The Dallas Wings. Like maxi pad wings? I got you. The LA Sparks, the Minnesota Lynx, the Phoenix Mercury, because we have the Phoenix Sun, so
the Phoenix Mercury.
By the way, you know what the name of the arena that the Suns and the Mercury play in? Remember, it used to be U.S. Airways Center, and before that, it was America West Arena. You know what they call it now? The Talking Stick Resort Arena. Talking Stick Resort Arena. Rolls right off the tongue. San Antonio Stars and the Seattle Storm. Well, good for you, Seattle. You got rid of your NBA team and you kept the WNBA team. How's that working out for you? Morons. Now, in addition to those teams that exist that you've never heard of, there were other WNBA teams that have come and gone that you've never heard of. We used to have a team called the Charlotte Sting. We had the Cleveland Rockers. We had the Detroit Shock. Now, they couldn't make it Detroit, so they moved to where? Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, that sports mecca. And then they didn't make it there, so they moved to Dallas, became the Dallas Maxi Pad Wings. Houston Comets, gone. Miami Soul, gone. Orlando Miracle, they moved. They became the Connecticut Sun. So they moved out of Florida, the Sunshine State, moved to Connecticut, and called themselves the Sun. Okay. That's because they play in that stupid casino over there. The Portland Fire, gone. Sacramento Monarchs, gone. San Antonio Silver Stars, now, they are now known as the San Antonio Stars, but before that they were the Utah Stars with two Zs. That's cute. Wow, I have learned a lot, haven't you? I didn't know those teams existed. I didn't know these teams existed. And I don't know why this shit is still here. If you are a WNBA fan, go ahead, get on Facebook, go to the Big Angry Phil Podcast Facebook page, and let me know why, please. Because I don't know anybody that watches this shit, and I do not know why it still exists, this money-losing piece of shit of a league. You're not a WNBA fan. Nobody is a WNBA fan. Let's stop the charade. Why don't we add 6 more NBA teams and get rid of this bullshit? By the way, did you know they held a victory parade in downtown LA for the LA Sparks? Yeah. I think they were able to fill the Starbucks. Now, going from women you've never heard of to women you ought to not hear about, Blac Chyna. Anybody ever hear of this bitch 2 years ago? This Blac Chyna, now she's involved in the Kardashian world because she's dating Rob Kardashian, who's Robert Kardashian's son. So he automatically sucks. He's a Kardashian. And he often wears New York Yankee hats, so he extra sucks. But who is this Blac Chyna? You know, I follow the TMZ page on Facebook just for shits and giggles. I know it's tabloid. I know all they talk about is Kardashian shit. But once in a while, it's fun to troll that page. Because there are broads in there that vehemently defend all these ratchet, quote-unquote, celebrities. Like Kim Kardashian, like Khloe Kardashian, like Blac Chyna, etc., etc. Like they pay their bills, like they know them personally, like they're in their family. Take yesterday, for example. I'm just sitting there watching football game, fucking around, drinking. Then I see this story posted by TMZ.
Blac Chyna. She got a new push present for herself early.
What's a push present?
Come on, when you have a baby.
Oh, for the baby.
Yeah. Come on, you're supposed to know that, you stupid man.
Rolls Royce Wraith.
A Rolls Royce? What the fuck does she need that for? I hope she crashes into a tree.
Yes, she bought it for herself. She went to go get a cashier's check from Chase.
Shout out to Chase.
It has purple, like a purple steering wheel. It's all white inside, pretty much white on white with purple. Limited edition.
Oh, rad. Is the baby gonna like it?
Why'd you get out down here?
It's just purple. Check that right there. Traditionally speaking, the dad buys the mom a push present, and she bought it for herself, which I think is fantastic. Where's he at?
Where's he buying nothing?
For everybody else, because I didn't get pushed nothing. I got pushed 2 kids.
Oh, hilarious. Gee, I can't imagine why our country is getting dumber and dumber and fucking dumber. These bogus celebrities out flossing these ridiculous cars they don't need. And people praising him for it. Okay, great. She bought it with her own money. I'll give her that. So what? That's what you do with money. You buy shit with it if you can afford it. Personally, I think it's a little ridiculous to buy something like a Rolls Royce. I mean, do you really need to floss shit that fucking bad? I hope that fucking car gets stolen. I hope when her 15 minutes of fame is up, she has to live in that fucking car. And what a dumbass getting a car with a white interior. Great car for kids, you moron. Blac Chyna. But the thing that gets me is these fucking hoes that just suck their ass like they know them. Here's what I wrote in this thread. Must be great never having to do anything and getting famous for being a hoe. That's what she is. She had Tyga's baby. I don't even know who the fuck Tyga was. A rapper, okay. Another one of these new school cats that suck ass. And by the way, he was involved with the Kardashian world. He was with, what the fuck, Kylie Jenner? Whatever. Doesn't fucking matter. And now she's knocked up again, presumably by Rob Kardashian, although I like to take that case to Maury Povich myself. But come on. So anyway, I wrote that, and by the way, I got 202 likes on that statement. So a lot of people seem to agree with it. But of course, out comes the Ratchet Squad, the ones that live vicariously through these big-time thoughts. You know what thought is? That hoe over there, thought. Thought, ratchet, tramp, slut, hoe, whatever. Fill in the blank. Here's somebody named Candace Chloe. Now she's some black chick, looks maybe high 30s, early 40s, not bad looking, but definitely has an attitude. And by the way, she lists her occupation on Facebook, Angel at Heaven. And then it says, lives in Hoboken, New Jersey. That's hardly fucking heaven, dear.
Here she goes. Already, within my minute of making that statement, she has to punch in with,
a woman with multiple businesses buys a car with her own money and you still gotta hate.
Who's hating? I'm just stating a fucking fact. She's a hoe. She don't do shit. She just walks around and cameras follow her around. That's what she's famous for. That's what the Kardashians are famous for. Hey, I ain't knocking their hustle. I'm just saying, why do you fucking thoughts pay these thoughts so much attention? Well, what are these businesses that this Blac Chyna owns? Let's check this out. In December 2013, Blac Chyna launched her online boutique. Couldn't see that coming. Entitled 88 Fin, filled with new clothing and products from her clothing line of the same name. You know what? Jesus Christ, what fucking celebrity doesn't have their own clothing line? And why do they need one? It's all the same crap made in the same country, China. Same place where they make the pig shoes for the NFL. That same month, China launched her own brand of adhesive eyelashes called Lashed by Blac Chyna. Gee, what a useful fucking item that is. Lashed. Fake lashes. Yeah, make bitches look even faker. That's great. In February 2014, Blac Chyna purchased a beauty bar in Encino offering makeup courses. Really? Blac Chyna offering makeup courses. She looks like a fucking clown. She looks like Nicki Minaj. They both have the same blonde shit on. They both whiten up their skin. And they have those fake lashes. Yeah, great. Why don't we have Donald Trump open up a hair salon while we're at it? On September 29, 2014, Blac Chyna officially opened her Lashed Bar in California. The Lashed Bar offers eyelashes, eyelash extensions, lash strips, makeup, facials, threading, eyebrow tinting, body waxes, eyelash tinting, spray tans, body wraps, facial threading, and other fake shit for hoes. Yeah, great. Just what we need. More of this shit. More fucking beauty salons. More fucking fake lashes. More makeup artists. I mean, come on, really? Somebody that looks like that, you're going to take makeup tips from? The fuck out of here. And what she do before all that? Oh, nothing. Just a stripper and a video hoe. Can't have enough of those. But these thoughts just run in there and defend these bitches like they know them, like they're friends with them. Again, they live vicariously through these hoes because they know they're hoes and they're broke. And God forbid you go in there and make a few jokes about them. Oh no, girl. Don't you let him talk bad about you, girl. Mm-mm. Like Blac Chyna's going to answer your stupid shit. She would fucking step on you in a second. She would run you over with that stupid Rolls Royce. And then, of course, this idiot Candace Chloe has to pull out the race card. After you arguing back and forth with this nitwit, she says, this Phil must be a racist and a Trump supporter. So she's automatically assuming because I'm white, how dare I talk to a black woman in this manner? I must be a racist and therefore must be a Trump supporter. Well, no, darling. First of all, I'm not racist, and you can ask any of the black women I've been with. And second of all, I am goddamn sure not a Trump supporter. And definitely not a Hillary supporter. I think these are the two worst choices we've ever fucking had. You can make your little racist comment, but if I call Blac Chyna a hoe, you get all uppity about it.
Well, you're putting down black women. You're calling all black women ratchets.
No, I didn't. I never said once that black women are ratchets. I said Blac Chyna is a ratchet and all her defenders, namely you, and the three other nitwits that joined you are ratchets. The fact that you happen to be black just happens to be a coincidence. So take your race card and your stupid post and stick them up your ass. Oh, and I gotta love this. So later on, she sees my banner picture and sees that I have a little home studio and she assumes I'm in the radio business. And then I guess she sees pictures of me at the last Tom Likas event and then assumes I work for the Tom Likas show. I don't. I'm a huge fan of the Tom Likas show. I've been to many events hosted by the Tom Likas show. I've been in the studio of the Tom Likas show and very privileged to be in the studio. But I do not work for the Tom Likas show. But She thinks now in her stupid little head that I am an employee of the Tom Likas Show. So she threatened to have me fired for my comments on Facebook. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine some dingy broad who disagrees with you in some stupid threat about Black China of all things, and then trying to find out where your employer is and have you fired because she doesn't agree with you, a complete stranger who you've never met, doesn't agree with something you said online, and is now trying to get you fired. Do you believe this shit? So she actually posted on the Tom Likas Show Facebook page. She doesn't know who Tom Likas is or has never heard the show, but here's what she wrote. Is Phil Swieden employed by you? Why is he bullying random women with racist and misogynistic language? First of all, you fucking moron. I posted first. You answered me. And continued going back and forth. So nobody's bullying anybody. This fucking bullying bullshit. You know what? This is not bullying. The social justice warrior movement has fucked everybody's mind up. You know what a bully is? When I was in school, there was a bully. There was one kid in every fucking school that just kicked everybody's ass. That was a bully. This shit online is not bullying. This shit online is crybaby bullshit. So later on, I say, well, hey, why don't you write Tom Likas, and I give her the show email address, and then call this number, and I give her the show number. Have me fired. So I'm going to play along with this. Let's see if she actually does this. Let's see if she actually follows through or she's just another big mouth online. Gee, let me guess which one. Candace Chloe. Look her up. Look the bitch up. Candace Chloe, both spelled with a C. UNT. She's like one of these 40-year-old bitches that still think the Snapchat dog ears is cute to use. No, that's hoe behavior. Behavior you have no problem defending. Bitch. I dare you to take me on. I dare you. You're going to be buried and forgotten about like the ratchet you are. That's right, ratchet. Is that your trigger word? Ratchet, 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 ratchet. If the stripper shoe fits, wear it. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Now, of course, I played the Pink Panther theme at the beginning of the show. So I'm going to end it with another Henry Mancini classic. There's a theme to A Shot in the Dark. Great, great movie. It's the second Pink Panther movie. Highly recommend it. Of course, a lot of you will recognize this theme from the Inspector cartoons. Don't say see, say we. BigAngryPhil.com is where you're going to find me. BigAngryPhil.com. Check out the Big Angry Phil podcast Facebook page, of course. You can hear the show on TuneIn, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes. Take it away. That's right. Make sure to subscribe to and listen to the Tom Likas Show. TomEverywhere.com. Get to the app. Big fuck you goes to Pinkett Football, LeBron James, the WNBA, Black China, and all our stupid fucking followers. And the biggest fuck you to that ratchet hoe-ass bitch who calls herself Candace Chloe. Go fuck yourself. I'm out of here. I'll be back next week. See ya.